Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants will be on listen only until the question and answer session of today's conference, at which time you may press star one to ask a question. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. I'd now like to turn the meeting over to your host, Mr. Manish Parashar. Thank you. You may begin.
Good afternoon. I'm delighted to welcome you to this webinar. As many of you know, OAC, Office of Advanced Cyber Infrastructure, seeks to foster an advanced cyber infrastructure ecosystem that is critical to the advancement of all areas of science and engineering research and education. Over a decade, OAC's and ACI and OCI before it, investments in cyber infrastructure research and research cyber infrastructure have consistently enabled new innovations and discoveries. Data cyber infrastructure and services are an integral part of the cyber infrastructure ecosystem, and the Big Data Hubs program, now a part of the OAC portfolio, is an important part of these investments. The program and the existing hubs have made significant contributions, and we are delighted to announce this new second round of the program. I do hope you find this webinar informative. I will now turn it over to Drs. Al Suarez and Beth Lele, who are the Cognizant Program Officers for the program.
Thank you, Dr. Parashar. Hello. Thank you for your interest in this revised Big Data Regional Innovation Hub solicitation. We are very excited about it. I am Beth Lele, Program Director in the SCIES Office of Advanced Cyber Infrastructure. I am a rotator from Indiana University Bloomington in my second year here at the National Science Foundation. Also with me off camera and to my left is Al Suarez, who is also with the Office of Advanced Cyber Infrastructure. Today we will summarize key aspects of the new Big Data Regional Innovation Hub solicitation. We will contextualize the current solicitation by pointing out changes in the fast-moving landscape of big data that have occurred in the last 3 years since the 2015 solicitation. We'll point out changes to the solicitation and the award framework, then speak to the anticipated areas of accomplishment and additional review criteria. We'll then take your questions. The original solicitation, which dates back to 2015, established four BD hubs, one in each of the four census regions of the United States. There's a West, a Midwest, a Northeast, and a South. The overarching goal of the program was for each BD hub to engage local and regional stakeholders in big data research with the objective of building a sustained national big data ecosystem. The regional focus is thus a complement to the project focus of most awards. In the intervening years since the last solicitation, which is over the period 2015-2018, the BD Hubs and BD Spokes awards together have contributed to a national ecosystem for big data. Data science, however, is changing, with recent attention through workshops and studies, scholarly studies on workforce development and curriculum. The solicitation points to at least one of these studies. And then there are the National Science Foundation's 10 big ideas, and these are long-term research and process ideas that are at the frontiers of science and engineering. So in the last 3 years, we've seen developments in data science, accomplishments by the hubs and spokes, and the 10 big ideas. So let's look at the 10 big ideas in a bit more detail, or actually one of the 10 big ideas. So one of the 10 big ideas that impacts the solicitation that we're talking about is harnessing the data revolution. It's called HDR for short. HDR promotes engagement of NSF's research community in the pursuit of fundamental research in data science and engineering. It envisions an ecosystem of data science research, education, workforce development, and cyber infrastructure activities. I'm pleased to say the NSF BD Hub's solicitation is aligned with the HDR big idea. So moving on to revision highlights, we will go over the revisions to the current solicitation as compared to the 2015 solicitation. The current solicitation has revised eligibility, and the revised eligibility is that at least one PI or co-PI of a proposal submitted in response to this solicitation must be a PI, co-PI, or senior personnel on one of the four currently funded BD Hubs projects. Let me repeat that. At least one PI or co-PI of a proposal submitted in response to this solicitation must be a PI, co-PI, or senior personnel on one of the four currently funded BD Hubs projects which are currently active. So this eligibility criteria encourages continuity for the members, the collective members across the country of the BD Hubs networks, while keeping the leadership of the overall activity open to newcomers. Okay, so that's a large change. Additionally, revision highlights the duration of a given award period has been extended from 3 to 4 years, and the level of funding per award has been increased from $500,000 a year to $1 million a year. These are in response to feedback we have received from the community. A portion of a proposal, we'll talk about this in some detail later, a portion of a proposal budget must be allocated to a seed fund. Okay, so moving on to the award framework. So NSF expects to make up to four awards, at a maximum of $4 million per award, total of $4 million per award. The awards are up to 4 years in duration. Speaking to the seed fund, a proposal needs to contain a $250,000 a year seed allocation to a seed fund that is allocated on a competitive basis and managed through community governance. The awards will be in the form of a cooperative agreement. Each of the awards will be a cooperative agreement, and we are looking at a lightweight form of the cooperative agreement. And this is a commitment to the interaction with NSF that the Hubs has embodied, the existing Hubs has embodied, and I think approves. Each project will have a steering committee, and the steering committee is responsible for defining the policy and processes for allocating the seed fund. This way it becomes a community activity. And the BD Hub must have an executive director, which is unchanged from the existing solicitation. With respect to the 2018 solicitation goals, the goals of the 2018 solicitation are a continued operation of a national network of big data hubs. The solicitation reaffirms NSF's commitment to the four BD hubs, each as a network of stakeholders, resources, and activities. BD hubs catalyze new research, and create economic and societal good. The solicitation reaffirms NSF's commitment to the regional orientation of the hubs. While BD Hub's activity is not limited to within a region, the regional focus is unique within the HDR Big Idea ecosystem. And finally, through the mechanism of the seed fund, the BD Hubs can serve as an incubator of formative stage ideas that then go on to be funded as independent projects. Continuing with the 2018 solicitation goals, there is an asserted emphasis on data science as, and big data is encompassed within data science and is responsive to what we've seen in developments in education and workforce training in data science. The solicitation encourages, actually a little stronger than encourages, will set up a lightweight cross BD Hubs coordination network with the intention of the BD Hubs with this lightweight national coordination network serving as a cohesive unit that can respond to new opportunities such as may arise in harnessing the data revolution. The solicitation goal is also community participation in decision making, such as around the seed fund that I spoke of. We speak to anticipated areas of accomplishment, and the accomplishments are, you know, what one looks at, you know, over the award over the period of 4 years. With respect to what it is accomplishing. So the accomplishments of a hub, of a BD hub, of an individual BD hub over this four-year period are the accomplishments of the collective inclusive community around the BD hub. These accomplishments are the activities that are stimulated through and by the existence of the BD hub. So the executive director and the ED, which I'll call ED, and the ED office play a critical role in BD Hub's success through both direct action and also supporting action. So the ED office is expected to stimulate some activity, lend support to other activities, and then fully carry out a potential third form of activity. So it's stimulating, lending support, and fully carrying out in the capacity of the ED office. With respect to the specific anticipated areas of accomplishment under the solicitation, they leverage and in some cases refine the activity of the ED hubs under the 2015 solicitation, acknowledging the good work that's been done to date. There are three broad areas in which accomplishments are anticipated, and I point you to the solicitation for a full list of suggested activity, not suggested activity, example activities. The three broad areas are programmatic activities, socio-technical shared resource services, data science education, and workforce development. So let me come back. Those are the three, and let me come back to the first one, programmatic activities on behalf and support of the community, such as ideation services, the transformative initiatives. I think the hubs have demonstrated success that certainly in these areas. Second area, the socio-technical shared resources and services, the hubs go beyond providing just programmatic activities, and we've seen examples of these, and what looking forward, This might include something like a findable, accessible, interoperable, and reusable coordination hub, a central repository of resources and or expertise, such as around Eddie's agreements, brokering partnerships to stimulate innovation in data science. So, again, both technical and socio-technical resources and services. And then the third area being data science education and workforce development, such as responding to regional needs for data science education and workforce training, connecting within region, student internships with industry, and serving as a forum for broadening participation in data science. And again, these anticipated areas of accomplishment leverage on and refine activities that the BD hubs have accomplished under the 2015 solicitation. Moving on, the solicitation has additional review criteria. It is always recommended, and SF always recommends that you pay careful attention to the additional review criteria. And this is in addition to the proposal's intellectual merit and broader impacts. The panel reviewers will be asked to assess the degrees to which the proposal is, and I'll just read these off, is concrete in defining activities and services as an organizational model that is broadly representative, reaches a broad community of stakeholders within a region, and can respond materially to its needs, contributes to a lightweight national BD Hubs coordination body, has an evaluation plan for improved project performance, and draws on prior experience in BD Hubs activity for minimal community disruption. The solicitation also has special criteria for data management plans. Please review that carefully also. So there are, as a way of stimulating questions from you, from the audience, there are several questions that we have received that we'll go through before taking your questions. So the first question is this. So I am a co-PI of an active Spoke Award. Should I reach out to the BD Hub that wrote a letter of support for my award? Our answer to this is it's a good idea for the BD Spoke to reach out to the hub with whom you are connected to reassert the mutually beneficial Spoke Hub relationship as the BD Hub applicants define their priorities. I recommend a contact there. Another question, and we have just two more of these. The data science network that I am part of is thinking of applying to become a BD Hub. Are we eligible? Answer to that is yes, you may be. Now, this is drawing back to the eligibility criteria. Just one of your set of PIs or co-PIs, or your PI or co-PIs, must be a PI, co-PI, or senior personnel on one of the four currently funded BD Hubs projects. So to find out who are PI and co-PI for an existing BD Hub, you can find that using the search criteria, using the NSF Awards search, and using BD Hubs either in quotes or not in quotes as the search criteria, and it will bring up the existing hubs and PI and co-PI list. To find out who are the senior personnel for an existing BD Hub, we ask that you contact the particular BD Hub in the region of your submission. One more question. Are the BD hubs. The question is, are the BD hubs who were funded under the 2015 solicitation, Big Data Regional Innovation Hubs 15562, continuing? Our answer to that is the awards that fund the four BD hubs under the 2015 solicitation were three-year awards that are coming to an end. And I believe we are, that concludes the informational portion of our presentation. We ask that you ask us your questions or submit questions to bdhubqueries@nsf.gov. We are taking questions now. So thank you.
Thank you. We'll now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You'll be prompted to record your name. Please be sure to unmute your phone. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Once again, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. We have no questions coming through at this time.
I know some people may have questions. If you're interested in having a question through the chat system of the meeting, we can see those as well if you'd rather submit a question via text input.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question on the phone lines, please press star 1. Oh, we do have a question that just queued up. One moment. Okay, this question comes from, I believe it was Sarah Stone. I think there was two names said, so your line is open.
Hi, thank you. We wanted to ask, we were kind of coordinating our question across the West Hub here. We were wondering how much of the seed funding should be distributed to other institutions. The wording seemed to suggest that that could be used for some internal support in terms of hub activities as well.
So, Sarah, thank you for your question. The intention with the seed fund is that it reflect community priorities. So to have that partitioned at the proposal time might be perceived as limiting the community's ability to weigh in on it because technically, there is not a steering committee that would consent to that at this time. So I think keep that in mind. But the solicitation tries to make clear the significant role that a steering committee has, which is representative of the network at large, has in how that fund gets used. And some of that, so to your point, that some of that could be, infrastructure, human resource, staffing is, I understand it's creating capacity, and I certainly understand that. I guess just that has to be balanced, and how you build that capacity to respond to needs that emerge through the seed fund without dictating in advance by effectively what would be, you know, the PIs or the AED office, how that funding is going to be used. So it is a balance you have to strike. That makes sense?
Yes, that helps a lot. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your name.
I do have, may I weigh in here while we're waiting? Okay, I do have a question from Brian Athey, University of Michigan. Are partnerships with companies encouraged as they were in the first solicitation? So, Brian, thank you for your question. Yes, partnerships, regional partnerships with industry and other stakeholders, regional stakeholders, are very much seen as a valuable part of the network. We have another question coming here.
We do have a question on the phone lines. This question comes from Jessica Deegan. Your line is open. Your line is open. You may want to check your mute button. There was a Jessica, I believe it was Jessica Deegan, that queued up for a question. If you are hearing us, your line is open, but you may be muted. Oh, we'll go to the next question in just a moment. This next question comes from Christine Kirkpatrick. Your line is open.
Hi, Beth. Thanks so much for all this info. This is really helpful. Just a quick follow-up question. Can you discuss ways in which the cooperative agreement will change how the hubs interact with NSF? And specifically, I want to understand when we construct our activities for the next 4 years, how we can anticipate the level of interaction and involvement that you're seeking.
Christine, thank you. That is a good question. We, Al and I, since taking over the program back last December, it's been almost about 9 months now, 10 months, saw a need for interaction with the hubs that went beyond typical awards. A lightweight cooperative agreement. So the cooperative agreement by design is more of a cooperative relationship between the hubs and NSF. And they can be fairly onerous and heavyweight. But what we're trying to do with the lightweight cooperative agreement is to kind of formalize what existed under the previous program officer, under the previous solicitation, where there was interaction around objectives and common goals. So some of the goal there is to kind of formalize the communication. You know, with respect to the defining of activities, the lightweight cooperative agreement has, as part of it, a review partway through, end of year two. And this allows for definition of goals, and we're not the ones setting goals, you know, the hubs are, but doing that in a conversational way such that partway through when the review does occur, we can see that the objectives that we laid out have been satisfied. And, you know, I think this is important for just for the hubs, for the hub success and how the hubs are perceived. Because I think, you know, Al and I both think the hubs are doing, the existing hubs are doing great work, and the notion of being hubs is very powerful. So how do we, measure that a little bit better than perhaps this has been done in the past, and maybe a little more cohesively across the hubs, and do it in a way that allows NSF to weigh in where needed. But again, you know, that we're not driving this. We feel like we're partners, and we're more supportive partners.
Thanks. That's really helpful. May I ask too, just as a drill down a bit, if it would be desired at all for you and or Al to be an ex officio member of steering committees, or is that too far involvement?
I'm looking at Al, who's not on the screen, but Al, do you have a comment on that?
I think that's something that also lies between, you know, the gradient between more heavy-handed or more lightweight cooperative agreement. I think that's something that we will determine closer to the time of award. From a practical point of view, I think being able to be silent observers in some of the activities that the hub undertakes, including some of the various steering committee meetings, could be helpful. But I don't think it necessarily at this time necessitates that quite that level of sort of the ex officio member level of involvement. So I hope that helps.
Christina, yeah, thanks so much.
Okay. So we have a question from Santiago, who says, in Section 11, the BD Hub's governance and community representation section, and Section
BA,
okay, the collaboration management plan section, states that each BD Hub must support the equivalent of a full-time paid ED position. The question specifically is, would having multiple people whose effort sums to 100% satisfy this requirement? The EDs for the hubs are seen as an important role and have contributed substantially to the value of the hubs in the overall big data portfolio, when there's multiple portions of people's time, that doesn't equal an ED. I know these things can be difficult, but that was seen as a strength of the 2015 solicitation. Next question, Gail Rosen, thanks for writing. Writes, should the different hubs preferably have different disciplinary priorities? Should we be clearly identifying disciplinary and specific problems by our hub and trying to differentiate them from previous hubs? The solicitation asks that the hub that a hub proposal explain its role in a cross-hub coordination network. It doesn't call out distinction from other hubs, or doesn't call out its relationship to other hubs in any other way. So each hub is regionally focused, which again was seen as a strength to the original solicitation. To the extent that unique priorities come as a result of that and as a result of the demand from within the community network, I think that makes sense. But I do think how each proposal makes its own argument itself and not in contrast to any other proposal.
Do we have any other questions on the line?
We have no questions at this time.
I think we have something coming.
Oh, there's one who's going to go by phone.
We have a couple questions. Just one moment. This question comes from Renee Bastone. Your line is open.
Hi. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
I hear you fine.
Oh, great. Thanks. Sorry. We had tried it twice, and the second time was the charm. So this is a question on the expectations of the application of the seed fund vis-a-vis the role of the steering committee. So is the expectation that the steering committee, based on its interaction with and understanding of the community needs, proposes how to use the seed fund, or is the expectation that there will be a more formal querying of the community to try to understand and then select what the community needs are?
So thank you, Renee, for the question. It is more to the latter. The sense that there are needs, broader needs within the community, there's an understanding of what those are, then the seed funding is competitive, and the steering committee weighs in and has a substantial role with respect to determining which of the possible uses are most competitive, and obviously the process for that has to be worked out. We are looking, the objective again here is the spokes were intended to complement. The activity of the hubs, but the hubs being as small as they were a little bit hobbled in their role as a partner there. So expanding that ability to satisfy need in an area that is a little more under the control of the hubs than it is under control of a solicitation over which the hubs have very little control. So the intention, again, was to stimulate this kind of incubation ability and give the hubs the means to do this themselves versus using a solicitation process to try to do that. And then that's not to suggest anything with respect to the future of the spokes, because that's not what's being talked about here, and the spokes add considerable value. But that is what drove this scoping of the hubs over this next period.
Thank you. That's helpful. And one more question related to that. Is the expectation in this solicitation that the process by which these decisions are made in the seed fund will be worked out, or is the expectation, as you alluded to earlier, that the steering committee isn't in place yet, and the steering committee is expected to come up with the process?
I agree. I mean, we are not expecting these bodies to be convened before any award is made. So that we would to force some external body to work before the award is made is not realistic. Empowering that body to make that decision and take on that process is clearly something that can be said in the proposal.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Our next question comes from Andrew Hoffman. Your line is open.
Hi, folks. Thanks for the presentation. So a couple of questions from our end here at the socio-technical team. The first is if you can maybe say a bit more about how you envision this sort of lightweight national coordination of the hubs and how it might be a bit different from how things are currently organized across the hubs. And the second question is you mentioned measuring. Are there ideas for how hubs will actually be evaluated at the end of the second round, so in 4 years out, and how that can sort of be made transparent early on in the process to facilitate sort of expectation management and shared expectations and metrics among EDs and hubs leadership? So that was a lot, so I'm happy to ask the second question.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Okay, the first question is with respect to the national coordination body. Again, going back to the earlier answer where we talk about activity that isn't expended before before awards are made, here again, we acknowledge that this national coordination body cannot exist before one knows where the awards are to be made. So we're asking for some thinking on each of the hubs' part and a commitment to working this out post-award. And here and again, and I think Sarah was the one who brought up the cooperative agreement. I'm sorry, it was Christine with the cooperative agreement. I mean, here again, that is something that NSF expects to be working with you on is the form of that coordination body. And again, we want something lightweight, but we also want something that can respond to national level activities and events when they occur. And there's been we've seen some success, but that's the intention there. With respect to evaluation, the solicitation does ask each of the each proposer to come up with an evaluation plan, and that evaluation plan will then be used at the review. And the point is not to be punitive. I mean, the point is to have a plan that then can be used for self-improvement, and to have that review partway through the project so that self-improvement can go on and the project can be improved over the second 2 years of the project. So again, it was what we're asking for in the solicitation is enough evidence that there will be a quality evaluation that will be carried out that can then feed into an improvement plan for the hubs. Andrew, does that address your question?
That certainly does. Thank you for your detailed reply.
Our next question comes from Leah. Your line is open.
Hi. I'm wondering, how much are we supposed to hard code or bake in all our activities over the next 4 years, because you mentioned kind of concreteness, versus specifying categories of activities that we'll engage in, like our data science roundtables or our training, and then adapt as new opportunities emerge in our region?
And Leah, thank you for your question. This is always a balance, obviously. And I think the immediate answer, and Al, feel free to weigh in, but I think the immediate answer is there can certainly be more specificity up front, and then in out years, it's hard to know that. But the solicitation is clear on wanting specifics in a proposal.
And just to chime in, I think, yeah, and this is sort of part of where the cooperative agreement mechanism can help, is that with the communication pieces to that between the projects and NSF post-award is we can understand and be kept abreast of how these plans evolve in the subsequent years of the project.
Clay, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. I have one other question, but wondered if that's something I can ask later, or because I'm in a noisy lobby at the moment.
Feel free to follow up later. Or ask it now. I mean, you're not creating noise on our part, so, and we still have time. So.
Then a clarifying question on a statement that was made earlier about multiple portions of people's time do not equal an ED. In the South Hub, we have two executive directors, both funded about two-thirds of our time through the hub, and the rest of the time is funded by our institutions, but we spend a majority of our time working on the hub. How would you expect that would be addressed or should be addressed in the new solicitation?
I believe the answer to that one is no comment. Let me add on to that. I'll reiterate what I had said about the important role of the ED and how the EDs are seen as critical to hub success. And when that gets fragmented, that diminishes as people are pulled in many directions. And that was seen as a strength of the original solicitation, and it is something that we carried into this solicitation quite enthusiastically. We recognize that an ED may receive funding from other sources to augment their ED role. They still serve as a full-time ED. We understand that, but again, that was seen as a strength of the program. So with respect to the specifics of an existing award, that is where I just have to reassert the, you know, NSF can't make a comment on that. So no comment on that piece.
As a reminder on the phone lines, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. This question comes from Renee. Your line is open.
Hi. So a quick question on governance versus advisory structures. So I think the guidelines on steering committee are fairly straightforward. One question, is there any restriction and what is the advisability of including mention of things like external advisory boards that can really help in delivering the mission of the hub?
So Renee, thank you for your question. The solicitation intentionally leaves governance and the creation of governance structures to the hubs, to the proposers themselves. We did specify the role of the steering committee with respect to the seed fund, and that is as far as we went with it. It is not for us to dictate a governance structure.
Fair enough. Very helpful. Thank you.
further questions on the phone through the chat? Oh, yes.
Jess had a question queue up. Meredith, you have your line is open.
Hi, Beth. Hi, Al. In the context of the HDR big idea, do you have additional thoughts on how the hubs might help amplify some of those initial successes moving forward?
Hello, Meredith. Can you expand on what you mean by initial successes?
Sure. In terms of when the HDR big ideas were announced and getting momentum from the community, have you seen certain elements coming from those activities and funding programs where the hubs could be particularly effective?
So there have been there's considerable activity around the big ideas within NSF now. Stay tuned. It was important to ensure that the solicitation included language that aligned the solicitation with HDR. So I guess stay tuned.
Thanks.
Is that enough of an answer?
Well, I was kind of wondering, particularly given our emphasis on partnerships and engagement across a diverse community, you know, industry, academia, nonprofits, and government, if you saw specific activities that were coming out of HDR programs where we could help boost initial successes or ideas where we might want to strategically plan more closely with efforts that have been underway.
So there may be more information forthcoming before the proposals are due that could contribute to that the type of questioning you are taking. To the extent, you know, along with the alignment, the specific mention in the solicitation of alignment with HDR comes the accomplishment areas, and those are narrowed into the three areas, the ideation and the programmatic activity, the socio-technical resources and whatnot, and then the education workforce and all of those with a data science focus, that is also connected to HDR. So there's structure built into the solicitation and the national coordination network. So there's structure built into the solicitation that was chosen carefully.
Great. Thank you.
Any further questions?
There are no other questions on the phone lines at this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for taking time to sit with us as we, you know, read through our stilted slides. and please, we have the BD Hub. The solicitation has the BD Hub queries at nsf.gov. Please query, Al and I both sit on that mailing list. We will answer your questions as rapidly as we can. And we appreciate your interest in the program. Going back to the beginning, we're excited about the program. We're excited about where it's going. We've seen the hubs as being a huge success, and we're delighted to continue it. So thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.